Before his death, after suffering a severe illness at the age of 80, the Buddha said to his disciples in his farewell address, "Therefore, be ye lamps unto yourselves. Be a refuge to yourselves, and do not rely on external help. Hold fast to the truth as a lamp. Hold fast to the truth as a refuge. Look not for a refuge in anyone beside yourselves." The Buddha was calling us to look deeply within and find our answers there. Answers aligned with our hearts, our bodies, and our minds that tell us how to live our lives. Indeed, many spiritual teachers tell us to listen within, to heed our inner truth, our inner knowing. But that can be difficult sometimes, can't it? I mean, I don't know about you, but I try to listen. Yet at times it can be a struggle to hear what my inner voice is actually saying. Anyone have that problem? Oh, good, I'm not alone. So we often end up looking beyond ourselves to experts, to teachers or friends, or to the wider culture to find answers. And when we can't hear our own truth, we become impressionable because we can't find our own lamp to guide us. Or perhaps society has overwhelmed us with its messages and norms, its billboards and news, and we've forgotten how to listen within and instead give greater credence to others. And this is how authoritarians or cult leaders establish their following. People give more weight to power or influential voices outside of themselves than they do to their own inner knowing. And don't we see that in our culture these days? But according to many major religions and psychologists, learning to find our answers within from our deepest source of inner wisdom, rather than from the noise outside of ourselves, is one of the most important skills that we can cultivate. Theologian and writer Parker Palmer explores the various names for our deepest wisdom. Some call it listening to God. The Catholic priest Thomas Merton called it true self. Buddhists call it the original nature, or big self. Quakers call it the inner teacher, or the inner light. Hasidic Jews call it the spark of the divine. Humanists call it identity, or integrity. But no matter what we call it, or however we access it, listening to some form of deeper guidance allows us to create a life of wholeness and integrity. So how do we understand integrity, our monthly theme? I believe that integrity means aligning our actions with our values. Or as one of the founders of Unitarianism, William Ellery Channing, said, "May your life preach more loudly than your lips." In other words, walk the talk. May our actions, who we are and what we do, be in alignment with what we say and feel within. And our centering song this month that we sang earlier, "May the life I lead speak for me," is another reminder to be in alignment with ourselves, to lead a life that is true to who we are. But who are we, really? Right? That's a big question. Are we a product of our families and culture's messages? Are we our personality? Or is there some kind of innate self that is deeper, wiser, and more in tune with the truth, as Buddha says? Or are we simply a form of life that is evolving and ever transforming? Or are we some aspect of the divine reflecting back on itself? This is a fundamental question of life, isn't it? But it's hard to answer. So I encourage you to explore the answer that most resonates for you deep within. I recently heard a story about a business professor at Oregon State University who was raised Mormon. Chad Murphy was known in his community as a kind, quiet, and committed family man, a pillar of society. Yet one day, riding a train, he started doodling, and a different self began emerging. From a part of himself that he didn't know at all, he began creating cartoons that were irreverent and rather risque, that dispensed knowledge under the pseudonym Lord Birthday. Now, Lord Birthday tackled subjects like how to French kiss, 12 best love moves, 7 mental tricks to overcome depression, and 8 ways to escape a painful conversation. Not things that a business school professor would talk about in his life or classes, right? So he posted the cartoons on Instagram under a pseudonym and quickly started getting a cult following. And eventually those cartoons became so successful that publishers wanted to create a book of his work and asked him to put his real name to it. But Chad felt afraid and conflicted about putting his actual name to it. As he didn't want to reveal to his friends and family and his students that he was actually a completely different person than they thought he was. But eventually, hiding this irreverent, humorous part of himself became too painful. And so he decided to risk putting his own name to this uncharacteristic work. And although he was judged and shunned by some family and community members, he now feels tremendously relieved to have been able to integrate these different sides of his personality, to be able to be whole and express all of who he is now. He's now living what Parker Palmer would call an undivided life. Many people seem to live one life on the surface and another behind closed doors, don't they? We need only look to our news to see countless stories of financiers, priests, politicians, royalty, and celebrities who've been masquerading as one thing only to have quite different shadow lives. Lives that are not integrated and whole. Lives that are very much out of integrity. In his book, A Hidden Wholeness, Parker Palmer comes up with a very compelling definition of integrity. Integrity means much more than adherence to a moral code. It means the state or quality of being entire, complete, and unbroken as an integer or integral. When we understand integrity for what it is, he writes, we stop obsessing over codes of conduct and embark on the more demanding journey toward being whole. Palmer invites us to be divided no more. Now, most of us are divided by expectations of society, the call to be good, and the need to fit in. Whereas living undivided requires us to be in alignment with what we know is true. And we're probably closest to that truth when we're young children, before our parents, school, and society's norms have taken that authenticity away from us. But if we reflect back on our childhood and remember what we loved when we were young, we can often revitalize our true early nature. As we grow up, many of us are given messages that inform us that we should be different from who we are. We have to fit into certain roles and expectations or we'll not succeed in life. And these expectations end up compromising our integrity because we yearn to be accepted. Now, there are countless gender role messages from a very young age. Girls, for example, are taught, be nice, be kind and polite, please people. Be good, follow the rules, smile, look pretty. Don't be too strong or too smart because you don't want to threaten anyone. But also don't cry because crying is weak. Take care of others. Be ready to give up your dreams and desires to fit into a man's life because men are more important. And then sacrifice yourself for your children. Any women resonate with any of those? And of course, boys too are raised with stifling, impossible expectations. Be tough. Be gentle. Be strong. Be sensitive. Don't cry. I never know what you're feeling. Play sports. You're too rough. Provide for a family, but follow your bliss. Kill for your country, but don't be a killer. And so forth. Any men resonate with any of those messages? Yeah. Very conflicting. Now, as we know, gender is on a spectrum, and society's norms don't accommodate, which society's norms don't accommodate that easily. So we're put into boxes filled with expectations. And then there's school and work culture, which also expects us to put on masks to make it through. And so bit by bit, over time, most of us compromise who we are to belong, to be liked, to fit in, and to be successful. And we end up creating a personality, a mask, which we hope will work out in the world, but may be a far cry from who we actually are. And the problem with that, as physician and writer Naomi Remen says, is that our vitality is rooted in our integrity. When we do not live in one piece, our life force becomes divided. And we get sick and we suffer. And the challenge for many of us is that we've been so used to fitting society's expectations and norms, so used to listening outside of ourselves, that it's hard to find our true inner voice. Which is why I believe that spiritual practice, meditation, reflection, going out into nature and quiet time is so important. It's a way to reconnect with our inner plane, our true nature. Sociologist Dr. Christine Carter writes, "Live with total integrity. Be transparent, honest, and authentic. Do not ever waver from this. White lies and false smiles quickly snowball into a life lived out of alignment. It's better to be yourself and risk having people not like you than to suffer the stress and tension that comes from pretending to be someone you're not or professing to like something that you don't. I promise you, pretending will rob you of joy," she says. But being fully ourselves can also have its shadow side. It's not always good because it can end up being very self-serving. We can take integrity and self-reliance too far and disregard our impact on other people. The popular TV sitcom, The Good Place, cleverly alludes to this. People earn points or lose points depending on their behavior in life, and that allows them to either go to heaven, the good place, or hell, the bad place, after death. Now, for those of you who don't want a spoiler alert, please close your ears, because I'm going to talk about season three. Because in season three, we learn that no one has made it into heaven for ages because of how complicated every action is these days. Each well-intended action has a multitude of unintended consequences down the chain, which makes it hard to discern whether indeed it was a good action. For example, a man gives his grandmother a dozen red roses, and she's delighted. But the roses he bought were through a cell phone made in a sweatshop and were filled with toxic pesticides. And they were picked by exploited migrant workers, transported in a way that left a massive carbon footprint, and his money went to a racist billionaire CEO. So he's going to hell for buying his grandmother roses. So life is complicated, and every action has a chain of consequences. And I think it's really impossible to live with perfect integrity these days. So what does being a good person, a person of integrity, even mean these days? I think it's a combination of living a life that's true to who you are, to your inner wisdom and values, while taking into consideration the impact of your being authentically who you are in this world. We need to also consider the communities around us, the bigger picture. So it's a combination of authenticity and accountability. It's a combination of intention and impact, a combination of values and action. So to start the new year in a positive way, we're going to spend a little time figuring out what that looks like for each of us. What is a balanced, whole life of integrity for you? We're going to drop into our core selves, listen deeply within, and from that space of quiet introspection, we can hopefully hear what truly matters to us, what our real values are, and who we are at our core. And from there, we can discern what our unique, authentic contribution to this world might be. So on New Year's Day, I listened to Michael Moore's new podcast called Rumble. He invited all his guests to let him know what declarations they were committing to for the coming year. And there were many and varied declarations. Some had political declarations of working to get out the vote, or running for local office, or learning to listen to someone with opposing views. And others made commitments like planting a garden, or exercising regularly, or being nicer to their neighbor. So inspired by this idea, I want to invite us today into a practice of making declarations for 2020 that come from our deepest selves, not resolutions, which we all break far too quickly, not wishes, not even intentions, but declarations of how you will show up this year based on your values, on your authenticity and your integrity. And I'd like us to think about four different areas, about how you want to be in the personal realm, in the spiritual dimension, in the wider community, and with our planet. Franciscan friar and writer Richard Rohr says, when you get your who am I question right, all of your what should I do questions tend to take care of themselves. So I invite you now to close your eyes for a moment, if you feel comfortable, and take a deep breath, breathing down all the way into your hips if you can. Think back to when you were a child. Who were you then? What was important to you? What filled you with excitement and with joy? And then add to that the wisdom you've gleaned over your lifetime, the things you've learned about others, about life and struggle. What makes your heart break? What makes your heart sing? Hold on to some of those thoughts you've had and gently open your eyes. On the insert in your order of service, you'll see a list of values on one side and a space to write your declarations on the other. We're not going to write them right in this moment, but in a little while. Our integrity is based on aligning our actions with our values. So at the end of the service, I'd like to invite you to stay in your seat for a while, if you want, and look at the values listed and circle five or so values that are most important to you. Really pick out the ones that resonate most strongly. And then turn within. If you need a pen, the ushers will hand out pens to you at the end. Just raise your hand. And then you'll see on the other side of the handout that you have the opportunity to make declarations about how you are going to show up in 2020. But rather than just write down what you think you should be or what society demands of you, I invite you to be really honest and feel what genuinely arises in you from your core self. What is in alignment with your values, your deepest longing, your highest self? What kind of declarations help you feel whole and help you contribute to our world? So I'm going to share my examples with you just to get you thinking. On the personal level, I declare that I will continually seek to evolve into a wiser, more loving version of myself. And when I fail, which I will have compassion for myself. On a spiritual level, I declare I will continue to listen more deeply to my inner voice and participate in ongoing daily spiritual practice to help me hear that voice. On a community level, I declare I will be a public stand for love, for justice, for compassion and connection, to counter nonviolently the lies, the deception, the greed, the racism, the bigotry and harm that are pervading our society. And finally, on a planetary level, I declare that I commit to treating our Earth with the care and thoughtfulness with which I would treat someone I love and respect and to whom I am grateful. So in a moment, it's going to be your turn. At the end of the service, take a moment to identify your values and make your declarations. And then you can place your declarations in our baskets in the foyer or in Fellowship Hall. There are baskets with a sign on them. And you can take them home if you like and work on them and then bring them back next week. But don't forget. Don't just put it aside and forget. I encourage you to really think about this. And we're also going to post it on our Facebook page, so if you're watching this by video and you prefer to do it digitally, you can do it that way. It's going to be inspiring for us to read one another's declarations, so I urge you to bring them back and we're going to post them in Fellowship Hall, because everyone deserves a voice. Let's see what we're up to as a community. Let's see how we individually plan to bring ourselves fully to the communal good. Let's encourage one another to live into our integrity throughout the year, and let's check in with each other throughout 2020 about how our declarations are going. Are you game?
Yep.
Let's hear a stronger declaration than that. Are you up for this?
Yes.
Great. My friends, 2020 is no doubt going to be an intense year. It already is, isn't it? So let's share declarations about how we want to show up and who we want to be, both as individuals and as a community, guided by our integrity. May it be so. Amen.